Hey, kind of spoiler warning a little bit. I talk about how Netflix describes season 5 of JoJo in this episode of Chocho's Bizarre Adventure. So that's a little bit of a spoiler. Spoiler alert.
Hi, my name's Troy. I go by Troidal Power on the internet. I don't know what JoJo's Bizarre Adventure is, but everybody keeps talking about it, so I decided I should probably watch JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Join me on my podcast where I chronicle my adventure watching JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. That's right, it's Chocho's Bizarre Adventure.
Oh my goodness, friends. Oh my goodness. So here's what happened. Hello, adventurers. I have been watching JoJo's Bizarre Adventure on Hulu. And I'm doing some cleaning, and I was going to watch some Battlestar Galactica, which I watch on Netflix. And so I was like, hey, Netflix, what's going on? And I clicked on Netflix, and Netflix was like, oh, hey, what's up, what's up, what's up? And I was like, not much, I just want to watch some Battlestar Galactica. And it was like, cool. Did you know that JoJo's Bizarre Adventure is coming to Netflix? And then the description says, multiple generations of the Joestar family, all with the same nickname, confront supernatural villains through a series of time periods. So that spoiled things for me a little bit. Yeah. Anyway, so then I watched the next episode of JoJo. It was episode 6, which is called Tomorrow's Courage. And, JoJo fights the guy with the hair, and he's fighting him real good. And then just when the guy with the hair could kill him, he stops because, like, JoJo was like, hey man, I sense the goodness in your heart and you didn't want to be this way. And so he stops fighting him, and that's really good. Good for that guy. And then the big man starts fighting them, but they all escape. JoJo and the Baron use their magic powers to make a bunch of leaves stick together and become a glider using the natural magnetism of the living human body. And then they glide away. But the big man chases them, and they end up in a knight's castle. And the big man, like, he won't die. He refuses to die. And so they all have to fight him and stuff. And they took the little kid with them from last episode. Even though the little kid was working for Dio to help set a trap for JoJo and his friends, now the little kid's a good guy. And he has, like, these flashbacks to how he was bullied as a kid. So he steps in to fight the big bad guy. Of course, he can't win. So, like, he's about to get killed. And Baron Zeppeli, in the meantime, was like, let me recap to myself how I got my magic powers. And he says he went to India where he studied with a guy who was a healer named the Doctor, and I'm pretty sure that was the Doctor from the Doctor Who, and that's cool. And then the Doctor sent him to go meet Tom Petty. I think the guy's name is T-O-N-P-E-T-T-Y, Tom Petty, all one word, but his name is Tom Petty, and he learned the secrets of Hammond from Tom Petty, and Tom Petty gave him a prediction, you can learn these powers, but one day it's going to meet your end. And so then he's thinking about that, and he steps up between the big bad and everybody else. And so looks like next time he's going to die. Yeah. I don't know if he does, because I didn't get to watch the what happens next time, because when you watch on Netflix, it's like, hey, Troy, you didn't want to listen to Roundabout and jam out to the song and then watch the next time on JoJo, did you? You just want to skip to the next episode? And that's not what I wanted to do. So I give the way that Netflix tried to get me to watch JoJo today 1 out of 5 stars, because it spoiled JoJo and then it skipped Roundabout.